Time again here on RNIB Connect Radio for another one of our regular check-ins with pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby.
We seem to be hearing a lot again in the news about COVID, but I think perhaps not as bad as it was in the height of the pandemic. Elizabeth, you were telling me about some new research out there that states that certain lifestyle changes could have a protective effect against COVID. Is that true, and what does the research tell us?
Yeah, this is interesting. It was research from the lead study author, somebody called Deborah Young. She's the director of the Division of Behavioral Research in Southern California. And the study found that exercise can cut the risk of serious effects of COVID, and inactivity, in fact, increases the risk.
So what sort of type of exercise are we talking about then?
I think that was the most interesting piece of the research, since we know national guidelines, you probably know them as well, Toby, state that greater than 150 minutes a week is the recommended amount. That's where you're increasing your heart rate. But they found that even a 10-minute walk per week was associated with better COVID-19 outcomes.
With numbers of COVID increasing in some areas, Elizabeth, is it wise to maybe start exercising now?
Of course, we know exercise is beneficial to health on a wider scale. Now, if you're not sure of your capabilities, then always seek professional advice, please. But another aspect, the need for personal and community well health, as stated by, this was a Jean Olinger, who is at Boston University. She stated that proactive medicine in terms of lifestyle, optimizing nutrition, exercise, sleep, and what he calls, it's a gentleman actually, what he calls whole body medication is certainly an ideal state to strive for. But there are so many factors, including mental health, that need to be taken into account.
And finally, Elizabeth, I must touch on medicine shortages. What is happening at the pharmacy around the shortage of medicine at the moment?
It's been a very difficult time for patients, particularly our young patients, with the shortage of antibiotics. That was mainly over the Christmas and New Year period. Now, distribution of particularly the liquid preparations just didn't keep up pace with demand. At one point, because I was open at Christmas and New Year, I had to ask the health board for help, and they supplied me with some liquid preparations that I could use. Now, thankfully, things have now settled down. But at the other end of the scale, HRT products are once again difficult to source. Many drugs that have disappeared from our wholesalers, not just HRT, but many drugs that people are seeking. I think you have to just understand that pharmacists are constantly trying to source alternatives so that hopefully patients will at least receive an equivalent. So I think you need to understand that maybe your practice has said your prescription will be ready in 2 days, 3 days, whatever, at the pharmacy. You've got to add on the fact that the pharmacists are, in fact, searching for certain medicines. So not everything is available, and please give us time to do that.
So I suspect to be patient there as well with your pharmacist. As always, some really helpful advice there. Elizabeth, if people would like to maybe get in touch and ask for your advice, where can people go to find you?
Try the website, all the W's, newlifepharmacy.co.uk.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Elizabeth Roddick from New Life Pharmacy in Glasgow, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much, Toby. It's a pleasure.